And we are back on KTOE, joined on the phone today by Kelly Peterson. She's the author of the book, The Asian Low-Carb Secret, a medically proven system to help you eat well, stay slim, and regain your health. How are you today, Kelly?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for being on with me today, and I'm excited to talk with you about this book and kind of want to get your thoughts. You know, what led you to write the book in the first place?
I write this book because of my personal experience of how I have been suffering from eating the wrong food and having health issues. And then I start to change my way of eating a different kind of food. And everything just shift. My health just shift. And I have actually impacted a lot of people around me as well. So that's how it makes me want to write this book, because I want to spread the news to many more people.
Yeah, definitely. Something like this is something everybody is struggling with at one time or another. And I also read you wrote this book with the help of your husband.
Yes, indeed. It's because of him that I have changed my way of eating from a very traditional high carb and low fat and high sugar kind of eating habit. And when I met my husband, Dr. Dan Peterson, I realized that I have been doing the wrong things for the last 15 years. That is the reason why I have set myself on the path to an unhealthy life. So yeah, we co-wrote this book together with his view and my view at the same time.
And you say you should probably avoid eating carbohydrates. Are you saying you shouldn't eat as many of them, or should we not be eating them at all?
We're talking about low carbohydrates, which means, yes, we do still eat some carbohydrates, but mainly the carbohydrates are coming from vegetables and some selected kind of fruit and maybe some cheeses and some dairy products. So these are the main carbohydrates that we eat, and in a certain amount that it depends on individual size and build of a person. So we have a method that we discuss and shared in our book, that how could you find out what is the amount of carbohydrates that will keep your body thrive at the same time eating moderate amount of protein and some good amount of the good fat at the same time. So it's low carbohydrate, but not no carbohydrates.
Sure. And you mentioned making sure to eat good fat. I know a lot of people out there, they just hear the word fat and think all of it's bad, but some of it is actually a good benefit for us.
Yes, indeed. The good fat includes like butter, including animal fat, olive oil, coconut oil, and a lot of nuts has very good fat too. Avocado is a good fat source. So there's a lot of good fat that actually we can tap into instead of eating vegetable oil or trans fat that is kind of in a lot of processed food. Focus on eating good fat. It will help our body thrive.
Excellent. Again, we're on the phone today with author Kelly Peterson and talking about her book, The Asian Low-Carb Secret. And I read that you grew up in Singapore. Do you feel like that kind of traditional food there is what kind of caused you to go down the wrong path early on?
Yes, certainly. Because in my traditional Asian lifestyle that I grew up with, we eat a lot of high carbohydrates, which is rice, noodles, bread, pastries, and a lot of sweet dessert. And I grew up eating all those food. And when I was young, there was no issues. But when I was in my late 20s, I began to put on a lot of weight, and I began to see my health shifting to a direction that I don't like it. My cholesterol lipid number is really bad. So, but I didn't know much of the knowledge during that time, and I lived that way for the last 15 years, the next 15 years, and then I have faced a lot of health issues, like besides overweight, cholesterol was bad. I was facing blood sugar, level high, and sugar crash, and hypoglycemia. And all I did is just, you know, I don't know what to do, and I don't want to be on medication. And so fortunately, when I learned about this method from my husband, I realized that, oh no, I have been eating too much carbohydrate that was giving me a lot of problem. And yeah, and adding on, My father was a diabetic patient, and I see how he actually suffered through his life, not being able to eat a lot of things or do a lot of things, and eventually he died. That's the moment where I really realized that, no, I don't want to walk his path, and I have to change the way I live. And I did, and everything just shifted.
Yeah, that's great news for sure. And it sounds like this isn't just, Kelly Peterson that can make this happen. This kind of diet could work for just about everybody.
Yes, exactly. Everybody can try to live a low-carb, high-fat living lifestyle. But some people ask me, is this for everybody? I would say, yes, is this for everybody? But the thing is that it is also not for some people who not willing to give up or exchange carb with other food like meat, seafood, and vegetables. And in fact, everybody who tried it, actually it worked. Actually, they see that their health improved, their number changes, and their blood sugar level is in control, insulin level is in control, even hypertension is reduced. We have a lot of people around us with examples of success stories. They lose a bunch of weight permanently. And all this happened just because we changed the way we eat with very low carb, medium amount of protein, and very high good fat without medications, or even with medications currently that you're prescribed to go with. You can see that you don't need that much dosage anymore eventually when your body starts to shift and heal by itself. So it's quite amazing.
Excellent. Again, Kelly Peterson with us and her book, The Asian Low Carb Secret. Is there a website people can find more information or somewhere you would direct them to?
Yes, my website is cookinginspiredbylove.com. And I talk about food, and there's a lot of recipes on the website. And also, you can find my book on the website, too.
Excellent. Again, Kelly, is there any final words of advice for people out there who maybe want to go down this path and try to lose some weight or maybe don't know how to start?
Yes, the first thing, we have to believe that fat is good for your body without the carbohydrates. Living a low-carb, high-fat lifestyle can actually help you take control of your blood sugar and reverse diabetes, and of course when it's not too late. And this method actually has helped thousands of diabetics around the world. This could be the last thing that you would want to try that could help you.
Excellent. Again, Kelly, thanks a lot for being on with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Dustin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.